Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. I am Sibongile Mofokeng, gave you awesome, beautiful music coming there from Ndaba Mkhize. Umlondolozi, our keeper, there's one who keeps us, and it's our Lord Jesus Christ. He walks with us. Bon, he's there 24/7, and that's our Lord and King, Jesus. And yeah, I'm not alone. I'm with Reverend Ernest Kwadi and Reverend Archibald Malungwani, and today's topic, it's all about the common challenges that are there in marriages, and we are looking at finances, the financial aspect, how Muruti Kwadi would put it, the financial, I'm trying to make a voice, I'm trying to make a voice. Before we go to the joint account, if couples should have a joint account, here are some messages that came from a family. A family member says, so true, but what husband is working alone, wife is a housewife, but month end, she also contributes to her side hustle just to contribute. But husband says 3,000 is too little, still clean, cooks, and be a good wife. Ish. Is it too little? I mean, if one is bringing, it might be too little compared to my salary or his salary, for example. Let's say the other party is earning more. But should you even be saying that to your spouse?
No, it's uncalled for.
That is so sad.
It's really uncalled
for. It hurts.
Yeah. It's really uncalled for because this person doesn't have a stable job. She hustles. She's doing something. And yet, on top of that, she's taking care of the house. That's uncalled for.
Yeah, you know, problems with expectations. Let's also look at the facts and look at the reality. If a person is not employed, but he has
but they're doing something. That
something
is,
exactly, you know.
That is admirable.
Yes,
that's
big
correct.
Time.
Because
yeah.
It means she's not only spending.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And she's even thinking for him.
Okay, I think, I don't know what will the pastor say, but I think this calls for a counselor or seeking counseling, because the message continues to say he only buys food, pays the rent, don't even give me money to spoil me for her. I am so tired. So she gives that 3,000 rands that she earns from the side hustle, but he's not even appreciating her for it.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good. I think you have said something in the beginning. You know, if from the beginning some of us, especially men, were not taught that women need to be cared for, you know, it's something that is there. You know, if someone doesn't know that, then there's a problem. Because he needs to understand that women are far different from men, and then they need to be cared for, you know. Mm. And truly, scripturally, we were supposed to be working. Women should be at home, in scripturally, you know. Mm. But now that things have changed, women want to be part of donating to the family. This man should really appreciate. He doesn't have even to take that money. He must leave that money to this woman to spend it for herself, to spoil herself while she's taking care, while she's taking care of the family.
And a lot of people think that being, I'm going to say a house executive, and not a housewife, but I'm going to say a house executive. They think it's easy. Everybody just leaves their things hanging and you have to clean after them, keep the house looking good. You make sure that the maintenance happens and all that. You are aware of certain things in the house. It's a lot of work.
And that's a lot of work.
And you never knock out from your job.
Yes, that's so true.
To be honest, Bongile, just for my wife to be doing that washing and ironing it, you know, doing that bedroom, doing the house. It's work.
Being appreciated.
Yeah. And it needs to be, so if truly she's getting something other than what I'm doing in the house, I should leave it to her to spend it, you know. To say to her, no, spend it to yourself, this one. Buy yourself hair, buy yourself good
because
clothes.
Because you're taking care of
because
me and the children.
Because you're taking care of me and the children, you know. So it's so... By God's grace, it's not on, you know. That's why we need to pray for men to understand that issue, to say they need to understand that, you know, women I'm sorry to put it this way. Someone says you need to know as a man, immediately when you marry a woman, it's like your second child. Mm. So you need to truly take care of her, you know, like your small child, because this person is the one who carries the child, is 9 months, is the one that nurses the child, is the one that teaches the child. She's doing almost most of the job that I as a man cannot do. But if she's doing her best to get the little to help you, really, that need to be appreciated.
To raise your family.
To raise your family.
Name.
Yeah. In your name again.
I want to make a contribution again, Sibongile. Maybe we should also turn the coin to say there are also men who are not, you know, employed. But they are always at home, and they do, you know, this.
That's
you know,
why I call them house chores. Executives.
House executives, yeah. The chores and so on. They yeah. also need to be appreciated yeah. accordingly. Mm. Yes. You know, it should be both sides.
Yeah.
But what we are simply saying here, we're talking about, you know, power imbalance. Power imbalance can create a very, very serious challenge to a point of, you know, one may feel, you know, inadequate. And we don't want to create that. You know, we want couples to be able to sit down and be able to communicate accordingly. To say, okay, if as a man I am not, you know, employed, I am a house executive, as you are putting it. But there is, you know, supposed to be a way whereby my spouse will be able to support me in as much as I'm also supporting her and I'm supporting, you know, the family. The family at large. That communication is very vital for the growth of the family, but failing to adhere to some principles of communication may also create problems.
Yes. So counseling is needed here.
Counseling yeah. is needed. Yeah. You know, the challenge is that the men do not, you know, want to go for counseling.
But they can come for men's gathering.
They can, but unfortunately, most of the men, you struggle to really get a man going and attending a counseling.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is the upbringing or it is the mentality, how we think, how we see things, but it's like, you know, there's a stigma that is already created to say, if a man goes for counseling, you are already guilty. So somebody will have to talk to you and so on. But we are simply saying, us as men, we also need to go for counseling. Let's okay. go and attend. Let's take our wives along
okay.
and let's be part of that session, because, you know, it's very good to attend a counseling session being, you know, two of you.
Okay, a family member says, Sibongile, mina, I hide whenever I buy new clothes. I don't tell my husband because I don't use money. I don't use money carelessly. I use it correctly, but he argues that I have too many clothes.
that's something you can't avoid in any woman, and that is why it's so important that men need these gatherings where they are taught, the way they understand that the way women are created and us are created, we are different. Come to my own house. My wardrobe, it's very
small,
portable. <Yeah. laughs> But come to my wife's wardrobe, you know. They are made like that. And that's something you can't run away from, you know. So this is what Ruti Khwadi has already said,
you
that
know,
men need to be workshopped to understand that women are flowers.
Okay.
And a flower has so many colors.
We always don't have clothes.
Yeah. You know?
We always
that's the thing. That's
so
the
these
thing.
Workshops, this workshop should work out us men to understand how women are created, how they function. We need to have those talks with men to understand that. So you can't complain and say a woman has more clothes than
me. I think these are the topics for next year for men's gatherings, men's conference.
I don't know what am I going to wear.
Yes.
You see, but when you open the wardrobe,
no,
I'm telling you,
I can't show up with the same dress every time. And it's not only on clothes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even my carbs.
Yes.
Even my plates.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, well, women are actually created and wired in another way.
Very
around.
Different.
And not like us.
Very
you know,
different.
I don't have a problem to repeat the same clothes that I had, you know, last week and so on. But not with my wife.
No.
You know?
Of course.
And I must say to our sister who says, you know, I hide and so on, that's it is a norm. It is something that is done in every union, in every, you know, relationship, whereby ladies will normally buy. My wife does buy things, and some of the things that she buys, I don't even know. I'm shocked every day, but that's how
they are.
Yeah. You know, and I came to a point to say, no, let me just accept it. Let me support
you
it.
Adjust.
Yes. As long as we are not out of the budget.
Yes. As long as you are not out of the budget, then yes.
Okay, shalom, my queen and pastors. Yo, Mina, my husband is a spender. He doesn't plan, he just buys. I've tried talking to no avail.
Yeah, you see.
So now the tables have turned.
They have turned. Yeah, you see, if the husband is a spender, I wouldn't have a problem. But let's check as well, spending on what? You know, is it the affairs of the family, or is it spending on things that will normally contribute towards self? Or what? But let us say you can, as a husband, spend, but let's do it responsibly as well.
Okay.
And mainly, let us also check the spending should be part of the affairs of the household. You know, I do spend, Swungile, I spend money on my car. I spend money on my wife's car. You know, and some of the things, of course, that which I do for my wife's car, like last week on Friday, I was fitting new tires.
Yeah.
It is something that I decided to say.
You deserve this. You deserve this. You deserve this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, on that one, I didn't even want to say, no, let me discuss it with her and so on. I just took her car and went out. And then after some few hours, I came back and I called her, Lovey, please come. I want to show you something.
Wow,
surprise. Mate. You know, I did. And she was very much happy.
Pela Runa, as long as the car goes to the front.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. So at least she's able to see that I've spent money on this.
So which things should couples discuss? Like, should they discuss, like, if we are now, I need a new car, that's when we should discuss what to buy?
That's too big.
Okay.
It must be discussed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's something costly.
Yeah.
And it's going to affect the budget of the house.
Ah.
So those are the things that needs to be discussed.
Yeah, but some husbands just come home driving.
Yeah. I would say on...
And they got two more in the garage.
Hey, that's so true. I would say... do discuss even on big things.
Okay.
You can also be wise to check what is your wife desires.
Okay.
Find out nicely without maybe, you know, showing your intention. Maybe let's assume you want to surprise her with a car.
Okay.
You know, at times you can discuss to say, but hey, I love this car. And you will hear her say, no, but Mina, I am on, you know, this car and so on. But in terms of the bigger things, we would normally advise to say, grab your partner over a cup of coffee and have a discussion, so that when you surprise her, you surprise her on something that already you know that she wants.
Okay, but in my case, what I was saying right now is husbands who are surprising themselves.
Oh, and okay.
It's not, I come home driving my car, my new car. It has nothing to do with you.
Yes. And that's not on. That's not on, Sisbongi, because you see, the problem is, if women sometimes, we read things that are not in our women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I really agree with Khwari to say, under G, find out.
Yeah.
Because you come with this expectation thinking your wife will be happy because you bought a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your wife
is like, but we need to pay school fees. You can take it back.
We need to extend the house.
Yeah, no,
and we
back.
Spoke about this. So you come here driving a car.
and it's that one with the tire in the back.
On the back.
Yeah. Or two doors, just the two doors.
Yeah.
Okay, so should couples also have a joint account? Is it a must? Because there's this thing, it's just like when we were talking with Pastor Rufus Malaji, that in Christendom, it's like, if you're not married in community of property, then the marriage is not right. So you have to be married in community of property. So there are also many couples who are advised to show that you are together. You also have to have a joint account. Is it a must?
Yeah, Swinyele, I wouldn't say it is a must.
Mm.
It depends on the families, because families, couples are not the same.
Mm.
We don't grow the same. We don't earn the same. We don't even or may not have, you know, similar goals and priorities, you know. So it really is not a must. But I will speak for myself. I have a joint account with, you know, my wife.
Okay.
And as I indicated, to say the very card, it is, you know, from my own account. But she has all the powers. She can draw statements. She can get, you know, whatsoever. She can do anything that I can do. She's not restricted. It is within my family, Kwadi's family. Mm. That's how I preferred, you know, to do things, so that we don't struggle with other things and so on. I'm traveling a lot and going places, and she's left with her own card. She's able to take care of the affairs of the home. So another couple may say, no, Rona, we don't want a joint account. The man's account, it is the man, it is the one that is going to do all the, you know, home affairs and so on. So it really depends on that particular
family.
It is not a must. But as for me, it is working for me. And because it is working for me, it may not work for Muruti Malungwane. He may have another way of doing things as pertaining to his family.
And it's quite true. It's not a must.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going back, it's all about the two people agreeing.
Right.
Even if it's, if they use their different accounts.
Yeah.
But the commonness of how they use money to empower themselves and the needs of their family, it's very important.
Mm.
And with me, like for instance, with me, my wife said, fine, take care of the major, you know, and I'll help in the small.
Mm.
So it's like, and we are running very well. We are flowing very well, because we sit down. I'm able to talk to her to say, now, this is where I am. This is how I'm spending. This is what we need to do. She's doing the same.
Mm.
So there's a flow, because the main thing here in finance is when people can talk and open one to another, and each other should know. You know, we know, as I'm sitting here, you know, my wife knows. I've made a will. She knows.
Mm.
You know, I know. Everything about her, she knows everything about me. The money that I keep aside, the money that she's investing.
Yeah.
So the communication in how the financial should function in a house, the two people must have that agreement.
Okay.
When does that agreement, and we have said it very frank, and nakedness in this issue of finance, then there's going to be a good flow in the family, and there's going to be peace.
Okay.
Yeah. While we are still there, Spungile,
yes,
the issue of the joint account, normally, when we sit with couples who are having challenges, you know, financial problems and so on, you know, challenges even in terms of communication and planning, budgeting and so on, we may suggest to a couple to say, because of, you know, all these problems that which you are having, how about a common account? And once you encourage a common account, it alleviates other problems. Remember, you know, the truth of the matter is that some in the a family, or maybe one, may be having you know, overspending, or having extramarital affairs, channeling the money to the other person, and so on. When the wife realizes this, then it creates a problem. Now, to resolve all these problems, we may at times encourage a common common account, to say use a common account, so that when a transaction is being made, both of you should be able to get the SMS notification, and you need to be able to do what? To account, to each other. So at times we do, but really what we are saying, it is not a must, and it is up to the individuals.
Yes.
But to a point whereby we realize there is a challenge in this family, we may, advise them to say, go for a common account.
All right. Let's take another break and then come back to talk to you some more. One of the questions, actually the question that I want to come to is, then if we realize that we're having issues with communication, we are not open. I don't know how much he is earning. He doesn't know how much I'm earning and how I spend. As long as I have done my part, as long as I've done my part, then repashash. How do we fix that? How do we come together and fix that as a couple? How do we fix that communication line?
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become equipped with in-depth knowledge of the Bible with Thompson Mashakeni every Tuesday live at 6 p.m. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Give you sounds coming there from Mondi Zondi, so that I, and you are on Heart to Heart. It is Heart to Heart with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 3, and at 3, Germany, you and else will be with you on something else. And afterwards, Lukom Kwedi Puti will be with you on Spectrum up until 6 o'clock. Right now, I am with Pastor Ernest Khwadi and Pastor Archibald Malungwani, and we are looking at the common challenges that are there in marriages. And we are looking at this particular one, which is, of course, finances. The finances. So that's what we are talking about. You still have a moment. You can ask your questions before they say goodbye. And do remember, this is their last time in 2025 on Heart to Heart. They will be back again with us in the coming year. What an awesome time that we have had and learning from Muruti Khwadi and Muruti Malungwani. But yeah, you can talk to us. The lines are open, 012-334-1322. And the WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729, SMS 937-871. So how do we fix the communication if the communication was an issue?
Yeah, Swangile, fixing this communication, I would align myself with what Muruti Malungwani was saying. Let's encourage open communication. Yeah, open communication, I'm talking about having, you know, the ability to be able to talk about your objectives is very much important. The objectives of the family. Remember, in marriage, it's not about me. It's not about, you know, the only individual person. It's about us, you know. And as we talk and engage about the family objectives, now it pushes certain aspects outside The focus is about our union, the union that we have entered into.
Mm.
Let's also talk openly about our worries.
Mm-hmm.
When I refer to our worries, let's discuss our threats. What is it that threatens the family?
Okay.
You know, so that when we discuss that, we are able to push aside certain things that are not benefiting this union. Let's talk openly so about the budget, because the budget helps us to focus on the affairs of the family.
Mm.
An open communication is far better because it really helps us to open up and to be genuine, you know, and to be focused. But if we are not able to have an open communication, we are actually planning to fail.
Okay.
Let's sit down. Let's talk. Let us be transparent. And this is why I can submit to say it is going to assist us to enhance, you know, the communication in our marriage.
Mm-hmm. So should the other party also, if they are good with finances, is it advisable for them to teach their spouse financial literacy?
Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah.
It's very important. That's why then what has helped some of us to be where we are today,
mm-hmm.
I think the issue of God working in us,
mm-hmm.
working in our hearts,
mm-hmm.
working in our egos, you know, to bring us down to a point of knowing that when I marry a person, there are other futures he has that I do not have. And I need to learn as we live on to say, okay, she's good at this. And because she's good at this, let her give the directions, you know.
Yeah.
It's important. It shouldn't be just be a man on top having to do everything, even if he sees that he cannot manage.
Mm.
Like the question we have had today of a man who just spends money anyhow.
Mm.
So it's important to listen. And I must say, women were given to us specially to help us, even in finances.
Guys, you should see my smile. Yeah, talking Muruti.
To help us, you know,
true.
Because there's somewhere where we miss it, you know. So if they're there, they are like an eye looking at everything, you know. They can be able to direct to say, Yabi, come back a bit more, auto chase, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to have a problem here, so come back this way and get this direction. So they must do it even in finances.
Mm.
They mustn't just do it because in morals only.
Mm.
Even in finances, they are able to guide to say, "Hey, Mun, can you see now, my hubby? We are like losing it now."
Yeah.
And number two, women are able to prioritize.
Okay.
We need to be able to prioritize. And I must say, as Khwadi said, vice versa from a man and a husband. Prioritizing is very, very key when it comes to spending money as a husband and a wife.
Oh, right.
So that when you prioritize, you know which things you must start using your money on and things you are not yet there. You know, so it's important to prioritize.
Okay.
Because if you don't prioritize, then money's been scattered all over the place because you have no priorities.
Okay.
You know, it's like a person, just for an example, the house doesn't have anything, but people want to buy cars. But inside the house, there's no furniture. So it's important to prioritize, to say, you know, before we can start all these other things.
Just to further comment.
I just wanted to wrap up because I really need you to pray for our couples before you go for 2025.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, just to make a comment there on what you were asking in terms of, you know, someone having to help, you know, another
person.
That's very much important.
Mm-hmm.
We complement each other in marriage. You help me, I help you. You see, and also bearing in mind that, you know, the background where we are coming from is not the same. I might be coming from a background whereby I was never taught about budgeting. I was never taught about saving. You know, I was never taught about how to use money and so on. But the person I'm married to, she may be coming from that, you know, background whereby planning, budgeting was, you know, the daily bread and so on. So she is there to compliment me and let me be there also to compliment. So we compliment one
each
another. And this thing is doable. and it is possible.
Wow. Amen. Thank you so much, Muruti Kwadi. Thank you so much, Muruti Malungwane.
Thank you.
What an awesome 2025 we've had. May God awesomely keep keeping you. But I just need you to say your closing and pray. So as you say your closing, you pray for the couples. And then Limuruti Malungwane fela yalo. But where do we get hold of you if we'd like? Are you available for December? If can we get hold of you in December or really February? Give a tune.
Maybe let's okay for me. Let me get a break because already my schedule is very tied up for December.
Okay.
And let's meet in January.
All right. So family members can contact you in January.
In January.
All right. Muruti Malungwane is.
I think family members can contact me until the 23rd.
Okay.
Wait, after the 23rd, then they must know they can't
I'll
find
say
me.
Ko. I'll say, can't talaga.
Yeah, bo.
Where do we get hold of you, Muruti Malungwane?
082-452-7387.
082-452-7387.
Mm-hmm.
All righty then.
Thank you.
Muruti, what do you say in closure? And then you can lead us in prayer as you...
Yeah,
close.
There are burdens, financial burdens. We're talking about the stress, we're talking about the resentment, we're talking about blame. But all these things, it is possible for us to come back to the Lord. And God is the one who is able to help us and empower us. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 9 and verse number 10 says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. Mm. And my prayer is that the Lord will cover us and strengthen us. Let us come to the throne of the Lord in prayer. Father, you are the gracious God. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You have created marriage for us to enjoy. And at times we face challenges in the union that which we are at. But I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you carry us. I pray that you empower us in the name of Jesus. I pray that, Lord, help us and give us wisdom to be able to go through these challenges, knowing that we are not alone, but you are with us. I pray that, Lord, help us in Jesus' name. Give us a right time to be able to talk and communicate. Give us, Lord, the ability so that we are able to use the wisdom that you give us to overcome all these challenges. And that, Lord, at the end, our union will glorify you. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Muruti Archibald, your closing in prayer.
I must say that it's possible, it's doable. Through God's help, we could. If only we just set aside our pride and come down to understand one another. This is doable and is possible. And I want to say, though some of us who are under pressure of debts and other things, sit down. Allow God to bring you together to deal with those debts. It's possible and you can pass there very well and be able to restore yourself and your marriage to be back in power. Mm-hmm. And my prayer is that God the Father, you who knows our hearts, who knows how we think, we invite you in the name of Jesus. We pray that God, through your Spirit, you will continue to lead us, you'll continue to instruct us. We pray the Holy Spirit himself to bring us, to give us all the wisdom to deal with our differences, so that God, our marriages will stand. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi. And thank you, Muruti. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Why do we have to end it here? But we will come back stronger in Jan.
Oh, yes. So, amen. And happy Christmas
and
to you.
Happy Christmas to you and happy
New Year.
To you too, Bafundisi. Hooray! Thank you. May God awesomely bless you.
Amen.
And I should say thanks to the Malungwane family and the Kwadi family for
amen.
Allowing us to have you in studio empowering God's people. That is just amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
Please pass our love and greetings to them.
Amen.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.